Big events coming to Galesburg this weekend. Good morning. It is 7:15. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, camera line, Nick Isher. All right. Fireball Rally, Food Truck Fest. They're big. They're going to be huge events. And we always get this, nothing to do in Galesburg. Yeah, there is. All the time. Almost every weekend. And this weekend, no exception. And joining us this morning is the Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, Jessica Linder. Jessica, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you, Tom?
Very good. Well, I know you're really, really busy leading up to this weekend. Not that you're not busy all the time, because you've also got a few extra added duties at this point, at least temporarily.
Yeah.
But, let's first off talk about Fireball Rally. This is something, it's an adventure streaming series, and by streaming, you can see it on your TV, but you have to have access to streaming, whether it's on an app on your smart TV or online through Amazon and Amazon Prime. But this is a TV series that's going on, actually one of the most popular series apparently on Amazon.
Yeah, it's really big. This is in its 11th season, and I know it's interesting because we always think of TV as live, but this is where TV's going, right? We see Amazon, Netflix, they're all doing this. So we're really excited to welcome them here and a longstanding show like this. So just to tell you a little bit about how it works, it is a scavenger hunt, essentially to rediscover America, is the idea. So there are 40 teams competing this season, and they are going through a 2,000-mile stretch of the United States. They are following clues to find historic artifacts and really unique experiences throughout the stretch.
How did Galesburg get involved in this? Did the producers of the show come to you or come to the city, or did you guys go to them?
It is actually kind of a funny story that I haven't told very many people, but we were approached by the show. So they choose the eight large destinations, the featured destinations for the show, years in advance, as I'm sure we can all imagine. And they accept applications then for interactive destinations in between those. And they hadn't gotten a lot of applications that they were really excited about. And so their executive producer really loves antiquing, which we all know there's a lot of here in Knox County. And so he Googled antiquing near Burlington, Iowa, and we popped up and he called.
There we go. Because Burlington's one of the major stops. They're going to be there. And then somewhere, was it South Dakota somewhere?
Yeah, so they're going from Minnesota to South Dakota.
Okay.
So we're between Dubuque and Burlington, Iowa.
Okay. So they kind of make a jog around, like through the Quad Cities and down and then over to Burlington.
Yep. We are the only Illinois destination actually on this season. So they're going to jump the border for us.
Well, talk about what's actually going to be going on. And this is coming up on Saturday, where they will be here filming or taping, as it were.
Yeah. So the contestants will be going to some historic sites in our county first, which for all of us who live here, we can use our imaginations. We probably know where they're going, but I can't say. So they'll be going to find some historic artifacts, and then they'll be coming downtown, and that's where the really kind of the event portion is happening. So we're trying to gather a really big crowd. We'd really like to welcome them and show them our Galesburg spirit, how excited we are to have them in our community. So once they are down there, we'll be there to cheer them in, welcome them as they pull in. There will be food trucks and restaurants open for folks who've come down for the lunch hour. So that's about when it's happening. There will be some classic cars, a little bit of a car show on Seminary Street to look at. And then the mayor will be presenting the show with keys to the city.
I just saw him walk by with those keys a little bit ago, by the way.
It's a big ring.
We discussed this in the modern times. It might actually be a key fob now. We're not exactly sure, but just saying. This is a really cool event. So what time will things get underway on Saturday then?
This is on Tuesday, September 26th. And it'll be at 12:30 that we're asking people to gather. Contestants will arrive shortly thereafter, so we'll be ready for them to come in.
Absolutely. So you talked about it being that they're out searching, kind of a scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. Are they actually, the objects, are they like going somewhere and taking a picture? Is there something actually placed there that they're actually having? Yeah. Whoever gets there first gets it and brings it to the producers or whatever?
They are actually, so at each site, they're interacting with something. So there is kind of an experience set up for them. One of them is Lincoln related, so there'll be an impersonator there that they'll be interacting with the artifact that they're using. So they'll be on camera and taking pictures while they're doing it.
Okay, there's things, because I'm thinking it's like, okay, Maybe Wolf Covered Bridge, or I'm just trying to think of some of the places that obviously you can't say, but who knows, could be the rail yards or whatever, but I guess they're not going to be actually in the rail yard because that would be kind of dangerous, but this is really cool.
I'll drive past it, I can assure that.
Yeah, there's a cast including celebrities. The original Red Power Ranger, Austin St. John, former Miss America's Nicole Johnson and Charlene Hawks, the star of Clerks and Chasing Amy and Dogma, Brian O'Halloran, Brazil's only astronaut. I found that rather interesting. Marcos Pontes and the Queen of Versailles, Jacqueline Siegel. So these are some of the people that are actually participating in the race itself.
Yeah, and they are also joined by, there's several mayors from cities along the route that'll be competing. We have a state representative from up north is going to be competing as well. And then several large CEOs that are in that bunch. So they're an interesting mix of people. I think the Red Ranger is who people seem to be the most excited about.
You know, I might lean toward the Miss Americas, but who knows?
What's your vote?
Whatever, I don't know. Maybe even Brazil's only astronaut, though. That is rather interesting in a country that size, one astronaut. But yeah. Maybe they just don't have a big space program there. He'll be running around the United States of America. So season 11 of Fireball Rally, the adventure streaming series, and if you want to watch this, it's I'm assuming it's currently on Amazon or Amazon Prime, however you.
Season 10, I believe, just started streaming. So we will. This is season 11. We'll be filming next fall. We'll be launching online.
So you'll have plenty of time to figure out how to do it and how to get on there, because it won't be on until next season.
Absolutely. And there is kind of an exciting crossover that day. So many have heard about the Outings Project that the Civic Art Center is working on. So Julien de Casabianca, the French artist, is going to be painting, or not necessarily painting, but he's going to be working on putting a mural on the Kensington.
Oh, cool.
Which is very exciting. It is about the entire height of the building.
Wow.
It's going to be an incredible project. That's part of his Outings Project that he does all over the world. I believe 44 countries he's done this in. And we're about to be his first rural installation in the world. He will be putting that mural up that day right next to where the contestants are partying.
Like in one day?
He's going to spend about 3 days.
Oh, I was going to say, but even that, that's a lot. Because we're talking
it's
about
incredible.
The east wall toward the parking lot there.
Yep, facing Seminary and the Amtrak station.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's going to be doing that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is probably the 3 days he'll be up there, weather dependent. But he will be working on it Tuesday while the contestants are here, and everybody who's downtown to welcome them will be able to see that as well. So really cool crossover.
Do we have any idea what the mural is going to be, or is that kind of a secret?
No, we know exactly what it is. It is, I believe, called Field of Dreams. Mm-hmm. It is a painting from the Civic Art Center's permanent collection.
Okay.
It was actually the first piece that the Civic Art Center purchased ever.
That's really cool. All right. Jessica Linder is the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us here this morning. So again, coming up next week, the Adventure Streaming Series Fireball Rally. And so, I guess you have a chance kind of to get on TV too if you show up, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
In the crowd. Cool. You know, wear your company logo.
There you go. You can be kind of an extra or something.
Yeah.
All right.
And we do have four companies, four sponsors for that event that have really stepped up. So a big thank you to Klingner & Associates, Heidi Brown State Farm, Galesburg Downtown Council, and Experience Galesburg for helping us make this all possible.
Absolutely. Going to be a really cool event. And speaking of cool events, there's another one. First ever this Saturday, the Young Professionals of Galesburg putting on a food truck fest. Oh, my goodness. And we were saying this earlier. Who doesn't like a food truck? I mean, there's nothing to complain about.
I don't think
about.
Anyone does.
I know. I mean, how do you not? So, Food Truck Fest coming here to downtown Galesburg. It'll be kind of just to the east of us up the street. And in the one of the big lots that gets used for the main stage for Taste of Galesburg. Is that the parking lot that's going to be in just behind the chamber there, kind of?
Yep. It's parking lot H. It's right off of Simmons Street.
Next door to Kohl's there and... Right? Or just west of Kohl's? Is that lot?
Nope.
Oh, it's not that one. I'm sorry.
So it's right off of Simmons. It's right across from the Orpheum.
That one. Okay. Yep. So across just, even closer down the street. The bigger lot. Okay.
The big one.
Gotcha.
It's actually
across
where
the little carriage house.
Yeah. During the race. You know, that's where they have the big tent. Same lot there.
Okay. During the Run Galesburg Run.
Thank
okay.
You.
So yes, yep. All right. So the Food Truck Fest. There's a few food trucks we see here, but it'll be more than just the local food trucks. There'll be some others coming from out of town too.
Yeah, it is a regional pull. We've got some coming from Iowa City, Bloomington, we've got a champagne truck. So they're really coming from both directions for this.
And when you say a champagne truck, you mean from the city of, or just
city
as a
of champagne?
Oh, I say that's a really, hey, who wouldn't want a champagne food truck, right?
Maybe I should start that.
Great idea.
No, so some of the trucks will be Almeida Foods, Boss Food Truck, Forage Cart, Fork It Food, Hen House Barbecue, Jerry's Mojo, Papa Murphy's, Skipper's Island Oasis, and Smokin' Willie's Barbecue are a few.
Okay. Yeah, so we see some of the locals, Smokin' Willie's and Hen House and Jerry's Mojo. So some of the locals. That's a really cool event. So what time does that all get underway?
That's going to start at 11 a.m. on Saturday. That's this Saturday, the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And it goes until 7 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is there going to be any other entertainment or anything there during that? Or
there
just,
sure
just,
is.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, so it's actually kind of a food truck and art festival, Food Truck Plus Arts, what we've been calling it. So the Civic Art Center has partnered with us on that, and there's going to be artists doing live art demonstrations, which is really cool. So you can obviously purchase their art like you can most times, but they'll be actually actively working out there. Mm-hmm. There'll also be live music all day, which is really exciting.
All right. So that is coming up again. Saturday gets underway 11 o'clock, just down the street, 7th Street from us. Kind of, you know, I guess you'd say behind the new Y location across from the old carriage house. And
there you go.
And that big parking lot there, the Food Truck Fest, that's really cool. So hopefully the food truck vendors won't be disappointed. I'm sure they won't, because who doesn't like to eat? I'm guessing we're going to get a pretty good variety of different foods as well. Do you have any idea what some of them do? Or
yeah, so they've actually on the Facebook event. So if you're interested, you can go on, and it's Galesburg Food Truck and Art Fest. You'll find it online. They've been announcing the menus each day. So each food truck, one of the kind of requirements we asked for registration is that they have to have a featured item. So their menus are rolling out each day leading up to the festival. We've got some good ones, some dessert pizzas I've seen. We've got some barbecue. Yep. There's a really cool pumpkin latte coffee that Jerry's Mojo's doing.
It's that time of year.
It is that time.
Yep.
So you can check out on that Facebook page what everybody's menu will be ahead of time.
Okay, I'm thinking about this. I've been thinking as we're talking, this champagne food truck, that it's like it's like this giant champagne fountain that comes up out of the top of the truck, and you can just stick your glass under.
We've
there,
got right? a real idea here.
I think so.
We'll talk afterwards.
For weddings or something anyway, right? Or just absolutely. Friday afternoon, end of the work week. Hey, coming out to the champagne food truck. All right. Jessica Linder, the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us this morning. Big events coming. Of course, again, the Fireball Rally, the adventure streaming series we'll be filming or taping here coming up next Tuesday. And there will be food trucks there again also. And this is going to be a really, really neat event to help welcome all the contestants and the producers and everything for that again next Tuesday. And then the Food Truck Fest. And I'm hoping the first of many to come, hopefully.
We are as well. Our Young Professionals of Galesburg Committee is who has been putting this together and planning it. And they were really wanting to put together an event for young people to come out and for the community to come out as well. What you kind of started the segment with is that we constantly hear, there's nothing to do in Galesburg.
That Which is not true,
not
by
true.
The way. We hear it, but
not
it's not true
at all. tell you. There are full calendars everywhere. You're just not looking hard enough. But this is a good way. They thought, well, let's do something really cool that everybody will want to come down to and pick a weekend that isn't super busy in the fall. And so this is really a project that they've undertaken. And there will be, they've made it something that they're hoping that people of all ages and families can come to as well. There'll be an art area for kids. So if younger families are wanting to come out for it, please do. G&M Distributors will be, there will be a beer garden at the Food Truck Fest, which will be really nice. G&M and Country Financial have both generously supported and partnered with us on this event.
All right. It's going to be actually a summer-like day, sunny and 89, so it'll be kind of warm, but it's going to be nice, nice sunny day.
Put some sunscreen on, bring a hat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some great events coming. And like I said, same thing. If they don't listen to this show, then they think nothing's going on. But every week we have people on about events coming up.
That's right. You're telling
weekend.
Them.
Yeah.
Every day.
All the time. Jessica Linder, the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us this morning. Jessica, thanks so much for taking some time and all the work you're doing to help with these events. Again, it's going to be so much fun. The Fireball Run next Tuesday. And then, of course, the Food Truck Fest coming up this Saturday. Jessica, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. See you out there.